This is regional news coverage from the KBI newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. Michael Ponder's tenure with the University of Missouri Board of Curators is over, at least for now. Governor Jay Nixon appointed the Cape Girardeau attorney to the board last month before the start of the 2013 legislative session, but he still needed Senate confirmation for his appointment to become permanent. Nixon formally reversed Ponder's appointment last night when it became apparent that he would not win Senate confirmation by today's deadline. President Pro Tem Tom Dempsey says the Senate wants more time to discuss Ponder's actions when he served on the State Board of Education.
One was related to his involvement or non-involvement in the decision to distribute the money in the school funding formula. Another question related to the pursuit of race to the top funding and adoption of the Common Core standards.
Dempsey says if they can get more answers regarding Ponder's tenure with the Board of Education, they'd be willing to reconsider his nomination to the Board of Curators. Supporters and opponents of legislation that would make Missouri a right-to-work state crowded into a hearing room yesterday at the state capitol. Marshall Griffin tells us more.
The bill would forbid workers from being forced to join unions or pay union dues as a condition of employment. Greg Hoborock, National Chair of Associated Builders and Contractors, testified in favor of the measure.
I think you need a balance. I don't think this bill excludes union membership. I think it gives the employee the right to make their own choice to further the income and to have a job and do what they want to do.
Mike Lewis with the state chapter of the AFL-CIO spoke against the bill. He says becoming a right-to-work state would weaken collective bargaining and job security and would allow, quote, freeloaders to enjoy union benefits without paying for them. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Councilwoman Laura Nauzer is very familiar with the Columbia City Council and the 5th Ward. She served on the City Council for 6 years before narrowly winning a bid for the 5th Ward seat Tuesday night. As KBI's Meredith Turk tells us, Nauzer says she ran in the special election because there were council votes she disagreed on while she was out of office.
Nauzer emphasized her desire to establish a more uniform approach to government decision-making.
At times, the council was overstepping some of their boundaries and making decisions on the project rather than by policy.
Nauzer says she expects she will run for the 5th Ward Council seat again when her term ends in a year and a half. Meredith Turk, KBIA News.
A prosecutor says an incomplete police report forced him to release a Sedalia assault suspect from custody. 2 days after the release, the man was accused of killing a hospital patient in Columbia. 33-year-old Rudy Perez Jr. is charged with first-degree murder in the February 1st death of Robert Hill. Perez and Hill were both patients at Truman Memorial Veterans Hospital. Hill, a 78-year-old Warsaw man, was severely beaten. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports Perez was arrested by Sedalia police January 29th on suspicion of punching a neighbor in the face. He was released 24 hours later when no charges were filed. Pettis County Prosecutor Jeff Middlehauser told the newspaper he was unable to file charges before the 24-hour hold expired because he needed more information from the arresting officer. Four panelists at a news conference yesterday morning reiterated arguments against MU's potential hire of former Army psychologist Larry James. James is being considered for a leadership position in the College of Education. Faith and Values reporter Kelly Catraba has more.
Larry James is currently the Dean of Professional Psychology at Wright State University in Ohio. But in the past, he was in a leadership position as an Army psychologist at Guantanamo Bay and Abu Ghraib. Since his role as an intelligence psychologist was during a time of intense abuse allegations, some people are concerned about his personal ethics. Panelist Michael Ugarte teaches in the Romance Languages Department at MU.
What I'm concerned about is the message that hiring such a person would send to the people involved in this community of scholars and students.
James visited Columbia on Tuesday and responded to concerns about his role during a forum.
We may disagree with, you know, the previous administration, and I do, but all of these enhanced interrogation methods were approved.
The opposition movement is working to gather at least 1,000 signatures in an online petition to remove James from consideration for the job. Kelly Catraba, KBIA News.
Missouri House Republicans are considering a policy to let lawmakers continue smoking in their offices while encouraging them to be conscientious and respectful. Smoking is barred in the House chamber and public galleries. House rules require the Republican and Democratic caucuses to establish smoking policies for legislators' private offices. House Democrats have decided to bar smoking in their own private offices. Republicans have proposed requiring any of their members who want to smoke in their offices to post signs on inner doors. Smokers would be responsible for buying and using equipment to mitigate smoke emanating from their offices. They would also be encouraged to smoke only between 6 p.m. and midnight and to leave a window open. An Ashland sales tax plan needs clarification as it passes through its first approval. The Ashland Board of Aldermen met Tuesday and approved a plan that would increase the local sales tax by a half cent. Although board members are pushing for this tax increase, they understand a clearer definition is needed. Board member David Thomas says the people of Ashland should know what they are voting for.
So we discussed it enough to where that we're going to get some definition there to where that people know exactly what we're looking for on this so that we can try to go ahead and get it passed.
For now, the board has revealed that a quarter cent will be going to stormwater maintenance and a quarter cent will be spent on parks and transportation. Thomas says until there are further modifications to the tax, it will be difficult to be more specific. The University of Central Missouri mathematicians have found the largest prime number ever identified, but we don't have time to tell it to you. Researchers identified the 17-million-digit number last month as the 48th known Mersenne prime. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Edston.